Hey, it's Shay.
And Lissetti,
here to give you all the buzz.
We'll start today's episode talking about LGP and service learning with podcast advisor Mr. Plunk.
First of all, let's talk about our quarter one closing ceremony. Here's a big shout out to eighth grader Melanie Barker for delivering the opening speech, as well as everyone who made it to Hershey Park in the dark. 83% of our middle schoolers were on level in quarter one, with 32% of them earning platinum. The averages for quarter one included a 97% on Class Dojo, along with a GPA average of 3.65 and an average of 9.24 service learning hours. Nice job, HHA. Remember, to make level, you must have at least a 3.0 GPA, 2 service learning hours, and 80% or more on Class Dojo. Make sure you keep getting good grades, high Dojo averages, and enough service learning hours to make level for the next LGP field trip, which we'll tell you more about in December. Speaking of service learning hours, here are a few ways you can earn hours in quarter two. You can write cards for nursing home residents. You can create and decorate 4 cards for 1 hour or 7 cards for 2 hours. You're writing an inspiring or kind message in these cards, and make sure they're legible, colorful, and fun. You can also earn up to 2 hours by helping the Ecuador travel crew. You could donate a pie on November 24th or 25th for 1 hour, but the pie must contain a list of ingredients and have an expiration date past November 27th. The following week, you could bring in select items for the snack sale for the PTO holiday movie night: a 12-pack of soda, a box of 18 to 24 individual serving size bags of chips or pretzels, 6 full-size candy bars, or a dozen cupcakes or cookies will get you 1 hour. See me with any questions. Now on to Shay.
Hey everyone! In this episode, I will be covering topics of human interest. These are things like the music trip, North Bay, and Outward Bound. Speaking of the music trip, it went amazingly well. Music students at HHA went to the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra for a show about the death of a composer that was narrated as well as accompanied by music from each section of the orchestra. A great way to combine music education with the spirit of Halloween. Earlier this quarter, 6th graders took the annual trip to North Bay. For anyone who doesn't know, North Bay is a nature reserve where students can learn about nature while growing closer to their friends and classmates. 6th grader Khalif says that one thing he learned from North Bay was, "Those who influence you shape your identity. Don't hang out with the wrong people if you don't want to end up on the wrong path." Though we learned a lot, that really sums up the main lessons of North Bay Live and North Bay in general. Outward Bound, on the other hand, is an outdoor expedition for 7th graders where students become closer to nature and each other. Unlike North Bay, rather than a reserve with cabins and buildings, Outward Bound students are hiking and sleeping outdoors. Eve, a 7th grader at HHA, had this to share about Outward Bound. "It was really fun to get to know everyone, and I love doing the grows and glows of the day to reflect on myself. This is a great overview of the adventure that Outward Bound gives to students and how it leads them to change how they think later in life." I'm going to end my section with a riddle of the episode. Once the episode is released, the first student to email me at smcgowan@hha47.org, the correct answer to the riddle will receive a shout out in the next episode. The answer will also be revealed in the next episode. The riddle is, "A girl has as many brothers as sisters, but each brother only has half as many brothers as sisters. How many brothers and sisters are there in the family?" For the fun of everyone, try to figure it out yourself and email me the answer. Here's Lissetti for HHA Sports.
Thanks, Shay. Our soccer teams have been doing great out on the field. The girls just beat Holabird 3-0 with Cecilia Rosa scoring all the goals. The boys won their semifinal game against Roland Park last Thursday, which means they're on their way to the championship game on Tuesday. The girls play Roland Park on Tuesday at 4 o'clock, also on the Utz Field. Congrats to April, Ava, Cecilia, Elizabeth, Gia, Grace, Kayla, Lillian, Sasha, Sailor, Tamira, and Evelyn for making the 2025-26 middle school girls volleyball team. Also giving a happy hand to Aubrey Anderson, Elia Macchia, Maria Mathina, and Olivia Aquima for making our volleyball practice team. For those who are interested in playing basketball for the HHA this year, tryouts are in the Newstead gym this Thursday. Going to Eliana for some of the arts and entertainment that the school has to offer.
Thank you, Lissetti. I would like to give a reminder that the Culinary Arts Club will be serving a community dinner on November 20th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. The menu includes, we do not know the full menu yet, but we know that Eki Ben will be serving the main course. There is an RSVP for this dinner on Class Dojo. You don't want to miss out, so sign up today. Our Family Academics Night will be on December 4th, and you are encouraged to come. It's pirate-themed with the title, Are You Ready to Read? Get it? I guess not. The following night, December 5th, is another PTO movie night, starting at 5:30. Be sure to stop by the snack stand, proceeds from which will go towards the Ecuador travel crew.
You probably heard by now that HHA is the only 5-star school in Baltimore City. To celebrate, all students were treated to pizza before we got to witness the sliming of Principal Hornbeck. He got the slime because we met our Be Fit goal once again this year. Congratulations, everybody! And if that isn't exciting enough, the governor will be paying us a visit on Friday, November 21st. Lots to look forward to this month. Also, our next episode will be released sometime around December 16th, so keep an eye out for it.
Thanks for listening to another Buzz podcast.
This is Shay
and Lissetti
signing off.